As the Vikings shift from Mankato to Winter Park, there is clearly an increased urgency and pressure. As the players and coaches know, the regular season is now just around the corner.
I think everyone's getting back in the routine that they're used to. Kind of more in a regular season mode now. It's a good week for us because we're actually game planning and going through like it's an actual regular season game. And it's good work for us. I know the ones and twos are getting a lot more reps than usual, and it's just good to be back.
2 weeks remain until the September 8th season opener and the opportunity to improve on last year's 10-6 record.
I know the mood was a little different than last year coming off that season, but I think we got a lot of momentum now. And you know, now the question mark of Adrian, if he's healthy or not, and I think everyone knows that. And I think everyone just being here in the offseason together as a team and the camaraderie we have, a lot closer than last year. And I'm excited. I'm definitely a lot more comfortable than I was last year coming in when I was a rookie.
You know, we got a taste of the playoffs last year, and now we want to, you know, win our division and then go further in the playoffs and ultimately hold the Lombardi Trophy. And so I think it kind of made everybody hungrier now that we got our foot in the door, but now we want to continue to go further in the playoffs.
And you want to get to the point where you're in the playoffs every year, constantly pushing, trying to make the Super Bowl. And we've been up and we've been down. We've been as high as you can get, and we've been, you know, 3-13, about as low as you can get. And I think it's important for people to realize that this is a process of building. I think that we've done it the right way. And, you know, when you do things the right way, they tend to work out.
1 year ago, few believed in the Vikings, but they worked to prove the doubters wrong with a 7-win turnaround and a spot in the playoffs. Being the underdog is just fine for this bunch, who thrive on bringing their hard work mentality to the field each and every day.
We have a group that's been kind of put together by people who have been doubted or have been looked over in certain ways or felt that they might have gone in a different place than where they did, as far as the draft and different things like that may go. So I think that we always feel like we got to go out here and prove that much more. I think it makes us work that much harder and approach things in a certain way, in a manner that's going to allow us to be successful around here.
Yeah, you know, we thrive off that. You know, people, they can say what they want to say, but at the end of the day, you know, if we get our job done here and improving and just listen to our coaches and adapt to our situation, you know, everything will work out for us.
No one had any faith in us last year except for the guys in this organization, you know, the front office, the coaching staff, the players. And our mindsets don't change no matter what. You know, we have our goals that we set out to accomplish year in and year out.
And those goals set for the 2013 Minnesota Vikings are high, but there is no reason to doubt this group. As the regular season is set to begin, the Vikings players again believe in themselves and know what they are capable of doing this season.
As a whole team, we're all young, you know, hungry guys that just want to get out there and get on the field and compete.
We've always expected high things from ourselves. You kind of block out what the outsiders say, what they, you know, do. Because you never know what team is going to have what injuries, this, that, and that. You know, they can say you have an easy schedule or a hard schedule. It all changes throughout the year. So the only thing that's consistent is the effort you put forth. And that's what our expectations are. We expect to work hard every week. We expect to go out there and have a chance to win every game. And if we play quality football, we should be in every game and have a chance to win. And that's what our focus is at. And if you win enough of those games, then you position yourself for the playoffs, and that's when it really gets going. And I think that's where guys are going to have to draw back on last year's experience and say it's not good enough just to make it. Once you get there, that 4 games, those playoff games, I mean, that's what it's all about, is to ultimately get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. So, you know, this is all, you know, preseason up until the, you know, what we call the tournament, you know, it's all good. It's a positioning factor, but once you get to the tournament, you got to step it up another notch.
You know, we worry about ourselves. We don't worry about what outside people think of us. We just come to work every day. We like to think of ourselves as you know, lunch pail guys. We just bring our pails and eat our lunch and just work the rest of the day. So that's what we're trying to do, just work towards a goal, which is to win championships around here.